Ladies and gentlemen, day 72.
I said 73.
73. You said 72 so many times.
I'm going to use this as the intro. This is now the intro. You fucked up and this is going on air.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to talk about today, young lady? I think the first question that everybody has on their mind, question that's been on my mind for the last couple of days, is why are you so hell-bent on violating the non-aggression principle?
Okay. Would you like to give us some examples of how I have been violating the non-aggression
principle? You violate the non-aggression principle multiple times a day.
By?
Tell me you're a libertarian. You tell me you're a good girl. You don't want to hurt anyone else. And then you just constantly violate this principle, which is like the core principle of not hurting other human beings.
Would you like to give an example of how I've
been? I don't think the audience needs examples because the point is that you've been violating the principle all the time.
One example would include me not letting you tickle me.
Yeah, you don't let me tickle you when I want to tickle you. That's violating the non-aggression principle because I want to tickle you and you are literally not letting me do something that I want to do.
Another example would be me wanting to keep the apple that you didn't want to eat for yourself after you already decided you didn't want
it. Exactly. It's my apple. I didn't want the apple and so I wanted to throw the apple in the bin and then you're like, oh no, let me have the apple. And it's like, no, that's my apple. And you're like, yeah, but you don't want it. You threw it out. And it's like, no, but that's still my apple that I chose to throw out. And so you're stealing from me. You are like the definition of violating the non-aggression principle by literally stealing from the poor to give to yourself.
When you throw something out, isn't it like...
So moving on. So don't violate the non-aggression principle. Mm. Today, we're going to talk about how to introduce girls to BDSM. Which is a good segue from violating the non-aggression principle.
I mean, they should want it, which would then not be violating the non-aggression principle.
Man, I want to make a really bad joke here. I won't make a joke. So, we're going to talk about how to get into BDSM. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll kind of just have a chat and talk about how we got started, how I got started, because we obviously started different times. I started like... I don't know, a year before I met you.
Mm.
And I was one of the first people that you met that did BDSM.
Mm. Yep.
And we'll give some tips on how people can start BDSM if they've never done it before. And I think the key, like the running theme is going to be start slow. I think that just goes without saying. I think everyone listening should know that. Like if you're going to try BDSM, don't jump all the way in. Don't be like, tying her up and spitting in her face and slapping her and, you know, going crazy.
Yeah, of course. But, like, as is with everything. But, yes, this in particular is definitely something you don't want to go over the line too fast because you can...
Yeah, for sure.
...hurt people quite
easily. You can fuck someone up a bit because, like, anything else, it's fine to jump in. And that's kind of a running theme of my website is, like, just jump in. Just get started. Give yourself permission to suck. And I'm going to give you the same advice here. We're going to give you the same advice here. You're not going to be great at BDSM at the start. But remember that... You do have someone else. You're literally doing something to someone else. So, I think it goes without saying. I think everyone listening to this is smart enough to know, like, don't fucking hurt the other person if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, of course. And there's an element of, like, because it is sexual, like, there's an extreme vulnerability there, so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a good point. We can talk about that, too. Like,
that's when you want to be a bit more conscious of the other person.
Yes. There's all sorts of- it's very complicated, like- It's wrapped up in sexuality and all this kind of stuff. It's very easy to humiliate someone and make them feel like shit if you do something, if you go too far. And now, that doesn't mean you won't make mistakes. Mm. Of course, you will. The point that we're making is be aware that some people will have a boundary or a line. I mean, I feel like everything we're saying here goes without saying. People kind of get this shit that don't push someone to do something they don't want to do. We don't have to have a big 10-hour conversation about consent and stuff like that. But the key phrase will be, go slow.
Yeah, of course. And I think in terms of what you said before, like you want those mistakes, like giving yourself permission to suck, being like you do something a little bit embarrassing, not like I hurt the other person.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be like, all right, I'm going to slap her across the face as the first thing I do. Or I'm going to call her a disgusting whore as the first thing I do. It's like, don't start with that. Jesus Christ. Like, don't fucking start with that.
No.
Or I'm going to tie her up for 10 hours and blindfold her and gag her and she can't tell me if she wants me to stop. Like, don't start with that. So, how do you start? We already talked about this before, but we say this all the time. I think the easiest way to start BDSM, to learn BDSM, is just with a fucking blindfold. And if you don't have a blindfold, just use a scarf or... a silk tie, a necktie or something like that. Just something to cover her eyes so she can't see.
Yeah, I think that's very, like, approachable. Pretty much, like, everyone has, like...
You will not find a girl that won't be into that unless she has literal childhood trauma or something, and in which case, she'll just say, like, no, please don't put that blindfold on me. You know what I mean? So, you can't go wrong with the blindfold. You are never going to fuck up a blindfold.
Yeah.
And no one's ever going to say, like, oh, this blindfold is too much for me. You know what I mean? Because it's just like having sex in the dark. So, why is a blindfold fun, though?
Well, it
heightens... For you as a woman. You are a woman, correct? Show me. Yeah, nice. Don't fucking show me. You. What have you done?
What do you mean? What
have the audience done? Is going to know. No, that's not okay. You can't be. I didn't consent to seeing you that. That's not okay. Hey. I didn't consent.
Nice.
Yep. So, blindfold. So, why does blindfold fun for you?
It's enjoyable because it. Well, obviously, it heightens your other senses. Like, you're more alert to sounds and touch. You can focus. Like, it's also a large part of it is a psychological thing. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's, like, this anticipation or excitement, like I said before.
It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the funnest parts of sex for a girl is not knowing what's going to happen next. Mm. Like, just going with the flow. You get to just let go and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about it more maybe in terms of, like, other things as well, but there is... That's, like, the first step towards that, like...
Domination?
Yeah, like, releasing control sort of thing because you are a bit more helpless, obviously, if you can't see what's happening or what you're doing. So, you're kind of giving up your power. You're relinquishing control to the other person.
Yeah. And a blindfold is a cheat code to that because she literally can't see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it also takes the pressure off you. So, that's from your point of view, from the female point of view. But from the male point of view, especially if you're nervous and you haven't done any BDSM and you have no idea what you're doing, but you just know that you want to try it. If you blindfold her, that takes all the pressure off you. 100%. She literally can't see what you're doing. So, you can sit there and pull your fuck. I've done this. I've done this a million times. You pull your phone out and Google, like, what to do with girl blindfolded. You know, you can literally do that and she'll just be sitting there, like, don't leave the room, but, like, sit on the bed next to her and she'll be sitting there blindfolded and she knows you're there and you'll find every single girl is patient and they'll just wait. As long as you're not taking, like, don't take 15 minutes because then she's going to be like, is everything okay? But, you know, you will find that you can just go, like, 3 minutes without saying a single thing and maybe touch her every now, like, reach your hand out and, like, sit next to her and touch her skin gently while you're Googling with your other hand. But you'll find that it takes there's no pressure at that point. You can just try different shit because it's almost like she can't see you, so she can't see what you're doing. So, it's like you can try, like, pinching her nipples. You can try, like, spanking her ass. You can try caressing her. You can go and get some ice cubes from the freezer and, like, run those over her body. It's like you get free rein to... Don't make noise on the fucking bed. Sorry, the
bed's all squeaky.
You get free rein to experiment without the pressure of her, like, looking at you expectantly. Like, if she's looking at you, it feels like pressure. It's like, oh, God, she's watching me. She knows that I don't know what I'm... She can see that I don't know what I'm doing. Whereas if she's blindfolded, it's like, ha, she doesn't know that I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, and I mean, worst case, it can, like, that is quite a, like, a small step because you could literally just do everything that you would have done or, like, would usually do during sex, but with a blindfold. Like, you don't have to turn it into this, like, big thing. It can be.
Yes. Yeah, just touch her in the same ways that you normally would, caress her in the same ways. Lick her pussy if you want to do that. Fuck her if you want. Like, do all the same stuff you normally would do. And I'll go back a step and add in. A blindfold helps you feel less pressure. Like, it helps you feel less nervous. But don't feel like that you have to be amazing with this shit. And it's completely cool to tell her. Even if it's the first fucking time you have sex or something. Even if you're not super close with her. You can still just be like, yo, I've, like, never tried any BDSM. Do you want to, like, fool around and try some shit together? And she'll be like, oh, that sounds like fun. You don't have to... Guys have this pressure, especially with sex, but even with BDSM, where they're like, oh, I have to know what I'm doing. Do you know how many guys have messaged me and said, I'd love to do BDSM like you, but, you know, I have no idea where to start and I'm worried that she'll... Like, how do I make her think that I know what I'm doing? And it's like, you weird fucking psycho. Just tell her that you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I told a bunch of girls early on, I have no idea what I'm doing. Let's figure it out. Let's try some shit.
Yeah, and I mean, it takes pressure off her too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because then it's like this fun game that you two are doing together. It's like, do you want to try some shit? And she's like, oh, it's like a board game or some shit that you guys are doing together. And yeah. I mean, how many times have you and I with girls, a girl will buy a new toy or something, or a girl will give us an idea, she'll say something like she wants to try. And I'll say like, oh, we've never tried that. And she'll be like, oh, really? And then you'll be like, yeah, so we'll muck around and we'll have a bit of fun and we'll see if we can figure it out together. It'll be cool. It'll be fun. Yeah. And every single girl's like, cool. They're not like, oh, you have no experience with this. You're a beta male. Fuck off. It, like you said, it takes the pressure off her too. It takes the pressure off both of you if you just are real and honest and just be like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here. Like, well, you know, you don't have to phrase it like that, but just say, let's try some BDSM shit tonight. That'll be cool. Mm. Or I've never tried ropes. Do you want to try that with me tonight? And she'll be like, yeah, that sounds like a hell of a lot of fun. I'd love to try that. Mm. You don't have to be this fucking Christian Grey. I don't know why guys have this idea of being smooth in the bedroom. Because it's really... I understand if it's something that you don't have experience with, like sex or just BDSM.
Yeah.
People have insecurities about that. But once you actually get a bit of experience, you're like... Nobody gives a shit if I'm confident. Like, literally no one gives a fuck. No girl gives a fuck if I'm super smooth. It's normal human interaction. Like, I want to stick my dick in her. She wants to stick her dick in me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the entire idea is a slightly different topic, but the entire idea of BDSM can be very unapproachable. People think it's like this, like...
They think it's a cult.
Yeah.
Man, do you know how many cunts have said to me, like... Are you guys in the community? And it's like, what fucking community? Okay, we can go on a long tangent here. I say the same shit about like gay and lesbian shit and transgender and all that shit. Mm. Like, why have you guys built up a fucking cult? Like, there's a bunch of cunts who don't want to be in your little cult. They just happen to be gay or they happen to be lesbian. They have no interest in your fucking little LGBTQI bullshit. Like, they like dick or they like pussy. That's it. That's the extent of it. They just like it. Mm. You don't have to invite them to your meetings. You don't have to sell them a mug that they fucking show off to everyone. They don't need a rainbow badge. They just like dick or they like pussy. And that's kind of our mindset with the BDSM. If you're into the community, fine. I don't give a fuck. Like, do whatever you want. Just we don't give a fuck about that because why the fuck would we? It's like, it's sex. Why do we want to go and tell everyone? I mean, that's funny because we're literally having a podcast telling everyone. But I don't want a badge that says I like BDSM. It's like, that's up to me. I'll tell who I want to tell that. I don't need to fucking be in a community and...
Yeah, people think it's like this weird, like secret club. We're all like, that's the picture that I have in my head, where it's like this club and everything's lit in like red, and people are wearing latex and like
And I think the issue with that is then you create a sort of exclusivity, in group versus an out group. Mm. And if you're not in the BDSM community or if you're not a BDSM expert, then it's like people think you don't have the right to talk about it.
Mm.
Whereas what we're trying to say, we're trying to lower that barrier to entry and saying BDSM is just toys, basically. You're just fucking around in the bedroom. There's just a few like techniques and just experiment, just have some fun, just try some different shit that you're not normally doing. That's all BDSM is. We're trying to lower that barrier to entry so the average guy and the average girl can get into it and have a bit of fun with it, because it's fucking fun.
Mm.
It's not like you don't have to be some expert. You don't even have to own all the toys.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm. So blindfolds are probably the easiest way to start with.
Yeah.
Easiest thing to start with.
And then, like, other really simple things, like...
So, wait. Before you go on, let's talk about all the stuff that doesn't cost any money and then talk about the extra shit. Because let's, like, go from the start. Like, if you're listening to this and you've never tried BDSM, let's say all the shit that doesn't cost any money or costs, like, basically no money.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can literally start all of that. And then later on, you can say, like, okay, I want to add some toys. Because this is what I did. I did everything free until I added, like, the magic wand and...
Yeah.
Some expensive handcuffs and stuff like that.
And I mean, there's a hell of a lot you can do and improvise. I mean, you can
improvise most of it.
Got rid of pretty much all of our toys.
Yeah, because we just moved. And long story short, we didn't really have much chance to keep anything because we had to escape a dictatorship hellhole.
Mm. And
so we threw all our toys out and shit.
Yeah, and I've been texting a girl recently. And she actually asked if we have much in the way of toys. And I was like, no, not really.
We literally have no toys.
We had to get
We have like two pairs of ropes that we just happened to throw in a bag.
We used to have a whole cupboard full. And now.
Oh, man. I was so sad when we threw all those toys out. That legit broke my fucking heart, like throwing all that shit out. Because I built that up over like 3 years, 2 years, 3 years.
Mm.
That hurt.
But then when I thought about it, like, and I was just like, you know, we can be creative, we can improvise. I made it sound a bit more exciting, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not going to be. It's not going to be a far worse experience for lack of toys.
It's easier with toys, and the toys certainly look sexy. And by toys, we mean like vibrators, dildos, handcuffs, restraints, ropes,
whip,
blindfolds,
paddle.
Whips, paddles, and like other bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Even, I guess, the bath mate, the dick toy, the penis pump thing that makes your dick really big. All of that. that shit is like definitely, it's like more professional. It looks more professional. Girls will like it way more than if you just use some random shit you found around your house.
Yeah, it's visually more exciting, particularly because what you used to do is you would lay all the toys out.
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite habit, yeah. I'd lay every single toy out on the floor, like next to my bed, and I'd like autistically, like OCD, space them all out and put them in like different like it looked really pretty. I got them all laid out, and girls love that shit. Like every time they walk in, they're like, oh my God, what's all this? And like they get to look at that shit. And half the time, they're like, what's this? What is that? What is this? What is that? Yeah, I like that. So, you can definitely do that with toys, and that's way more fun. But, okay, so let's talk about what you can do without toys, and then we'll go into toys. Blindfold, you just use a scarf or an old, like, sweater, like a jumper, if you wanted to. Use the
Just or a anything. Tie. Or-
yep, a necktie. A fucking towel, I guess, if at a pinch, if you didn't have anything else. Like a small towel.
Yeah. I think scarves.
A pair of fucking soft tracksuit pants, like jeans, like pants, yeah. Maybe jeans. Basically, you could use anything. Use her fucking t-shirt if you want to. Like, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter at all.
And she'll probably think you're the most creative person on the planet if you use her t-shirt or something. She'll be like, wow, this guy's so sexy. And you're just like, this is all I have. I'm a fucking poor college student.
Yeah, I think the next thing, like, very similar to that is, like, hand restraints.
Yep. So, tying her hands together, and girls like that because, again, you have no control, means you can't escape. There's a feeling of, like, I can't escape. There's a feeling of helplessness, which is very erotic to girls, in the right context, obviously, with the context we're talking about. So, yeah, you use the exact same shit to tie her hands up. Use her t-shirt, use anything like that.
Yeah, I think, and that's definitely the next level of that. Like, I mean, BDSM, it is, like, a power dynamic. I mean, the actual
obviously,
acronym is, like, bondage and then, like, sadomasochism or whatever.
Bondage, dominance.
Yeah.
And sadomasochism.
And the S can, I think, also be, like, submission, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And, okay, that's worth talking about, the definition, because I've had this people ask me this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where they say, I want to try BDSM, but I'm not really into the sadomasochism parts of it. So, that's like humiliation, hurting pain. Someone, pain, dirty names, like that kind of shit. Yeah. A bunch of guys are not into that shit at all. Like, they couldn't fathom that. And I've had people who are insecure and they say, like, you know, does this mean I'm not enough of a man? Or am I doing something wrong? Or, you know, I'm really sorry, Andy, but I'm not into that stuff. Like, you know. Nothing against you, but I don't know how I can do that. And so, therefore, I can't try BDSM. And it's like, dude, you know, that's like one aspect. And we had a conversation before we went on this podcast and we said, we should probably talk about all the different types of BDSM that there are. And I guess all the types of kinky sex. Maybe we shouldn't be saying BDSM. We should be saying kinky sex. But when we say BDSM, people generally know what we're talking about. So,
yeah,
there's a million different dynamics. There's like nice dynamics. I don't know what you'd call it. Maybe nice is the right word, that which is more what you and I do, especially with other girls, where there is some pain, like you are spanking and stuff like that, but in a very nice way. Like, you spank and then she's like, oh, ooh, I like that. And like...
They're not actually getting hurt.
Yeah. Like, the second it isn't fun or isn't painful, we stop.
And I mean, maybe on occasion you and I tend to be more rough, but...
You and I are rough, yeah, for sure, but not like abusive.
But, yeah, it's like...
It's never, like, a negative thing, you know what I mean? Oh, it's never hurtful or it's never... And there are a lot of people that are into that kind of sex. That just hasn't ever been mine. And I don't think I'll ever give advice on how to have that type of sex because there's too much that can go wrong. I think it's dangerous. I genuinely think that kind of sex is dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. And so, therefore, I can't give advice on that because I can't trust that some... I think some newbie would listen to it and be like, oh, I should slap a girl across the face during sex. And it's like... You don't know what you're doing. Please don't do that. Like, you are just going to hurt and traumatize someone.
Yeah.
Or I should just keep spanking her and not stop when she's crying. It's like, just for fuck's sakes, don't. You do, yeah.
No.
That's an extreme example. But you get the point that I'm making. Like, BDSM can quickly turn to very abusive stuff.
Yeah. And I guess-
Especially humiliation
that's
and stuff.
That's not stuff that we delve into very much. And- Yes, that's probably the more unapproachable side of things where you do need things like safe words because-
You absolutely need consent for that kind of stuff. You absolutely need safe words.
You need a plan. You need to actually have established-
You have like, a fucking plan.
Guidelines about
which words. Is not the kind of BDSM sex that we've ever had. And sometimes we talk to girls, like we might be talking to them on Tinder and they'll be like, oh, do you guys have a safe word? And do you guys have like this? And it's like,
that's a question a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, no, why do I need a safe word? The safe word is stop. Now, I understand- again, I have to be very careful of how we phrase this shit, because a newbie might hear this and be like, oh, I don't need a safe word. We don't like safe words because of what it implies. It implies there will be a point where you say stop and I don't listen. And I don't know that you want me to stop. That's a very specific type of BDSM. It's not something that we're necessarily going to cover. It is something that we've dived into with certain girls. Like,
yeah.
But it's not something I ever feel comfortable giving advice to. I would give it advice to a very specific person if I knew they had been doing kinky sex for like a year or two and I trusted them. Maybe I'd give them private advice, but I'm not comfortable on a podcast or a YouTube video or anything like that ever giving general advice on anything that would require a safe word. So the point is kind of moot. We don't really need a safe word because we're just not ever diving into that kind of sex.
Because of what we're doing, it's more casual and fun and approachable and spontaneous.
It's more like toys and exploration and different techniques. And
the more intense stuff that like can, you know, delve into the dangerous territory, that takes planning out and like pre-planning.
You have to know
like
what you're doing, and you do have to kind of
talk about it and
first,
be like, okay, like if like X, Y, Z, and like that.
And so what we're talking about there is like pain is a good one. If you just keep spanking her, like at what point do you stop? Like we've done that with a couple of girls.
Yeah.
Where you see, you know her, the really short girl.
The really small one, yeah.
She wanted to see where her pain threshold was.
Yeah, that got me really nervous.
I know, that got me nervous too, because I was hitting her as hard as I could, like all the force I had with my hand. Really? And I was like, this is hurting my hand. And she was just like, oh, that's good. And I was like, what in the fucking Christ is going on here? You got something wrong with your brain if, like, this isn't hurting. And she had, like, well, she couldn't sit down for a couple of days.
Yeah, like,
she texted us pictures and her ass was just, like, black and shit.
I felt weird because you could see it, like,
but she's, like, moaning and enjoying it and shit. And yeah. I'm like, how many times do I say to her, like, is that good? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, holy Christ, like, where is your limb? Do I just have to, like, punch you in the ass or something? Like,
but yeah, so no.
Maybe that was a point. But even then, it's like, we didn't require a safe word because it's like the second you say stop, I'm going to stop. And I ask a million times, is this fun? And the second you don't reply to me, I'm going to assume that it's a no because you didn't answer my question of, is this fun?
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously where stuff starts getting a bit more, you know, like check-in sort of thing. But again, we're less into that anyway. So
yeah. So that's not necessarily advice that we're ever going to give. I think it's just safer from like a disclaimer kind of point of view. If we just never give that advice. And if you want to try that shit, go do a bunch of research. And I mean, you can hit me up for a private coaching call or something, and I'll happily give one-on-one advice once I can make sure that you're not going to fuck anything up. But I'm not comfortable on a podcast.
Like you kind of did with your little preface at the start, like start slow, get to that point, don't jump into that straight away.
Yeah. So start with blindfolds. Ice cubes.
Is your like favorite?
That's my fucking favorite.
Yeah.
Like, you just go to the freezer, grab a bunch of ice cubes, ice blocks, ice cubes, and shove them in a glass, and then just, you kind of just take one and run it over her body really slowly, move it really slowly down her body, like, start at her neck, move down to her tits, don't touch her nipples, like, just tease around the outside of the nipple, go down to her belly button feels good, right?
Yeah. And it is fun to, like, leave them and let them melt, because you can
feel- Yeah, like, just leave it on her belly button.
The water will run down, like- Yeah. The sides of, like, your
bonus
chest
points
stuff.
If you do this in summer when it's hot. It's really good in summer, like,
oh, legit. Yeah, for sure.
But even if it's cold, it still works perfectly well. You can put it on a clit, like girls like that. Just bear in mind, that'll be very fucking sensitive.
Very sensitive.
The girls like that. Run it down her legs, down to her toes if you want. Just kind of fuck around. Like, the whole point is that you this isn't meant to be some complicated. I know we've given you all these, like, guidelines, like, don't do this, don't do that. But we're generally just saying, make sure you don't hurt her. So, let's sum up. All the rules are, make sure she has fun and you don't hurt her.
Yeah.
And that's, like, fucking easy to do if you just take your time. It's impossible to hurt someone if you just take your time. Mm. It's impossible to do anything, like, too far. You'll never go too far if you're just going slow.
Yeah.
And it's worth also saying, just check in every now and then. Mm. You don't even really need to do this if you're going slow, but you know, as you go, how does that feel? And she'd be like, oh, it's amazing. You'd be like, is that nice?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like some, like,
because I hate a lot robotic. Of BDSM, they make it all fucking, I get why they're doing it, because they don't want anyone to get in trouble, but they make it so fucking clinical, and they're like, you must ask for consent. Make sure you fucking ask every 5 minutes for consent. It's like, no, just be like, just ask if she's having fucking fun. Just ask how it feels.
You can turn it into dirty talk too. Like, does that feel good? Like, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it becomes very sexual, especially if she's blindfolded and all she can hear is your voice in her ear saying like, how does that feel? Does that feel good on your nipples? You don't have to be sexy. I'm not sexy when I dirty talk. It's literally just like, do your nipples feel good? You look hot. You're sexy.
The nature of the situation makes it sexual.
Yeah, you're literally having sex. You don't have to be sexual while having sex. The whole thing is sexual. You can just say, this is something else I do. You love when I do this. I do this to you and girls while I'm doing something sexual. Like if you're blindfolded and I'm running an ice cube over your nipples or something, I would just say the most non-sexual shit intentionally. I'd be like, what should we have for dinner tonight? And you're like moaning, you're like, please, oh my God, I'm so horny. And I'm just like, you know, I really need to do a podcast today. I haven't done one today. I wonder what we should have for dinner. And then sometimes I'll mock you or the other girl. I'll mock you.
Sometimes you make faces when the other girl is blindfolded and we look at each other.
We
and
do
like,
so much
silly.
Shit. We should talk about all that. We should have a podcast around all the fucking hilarious shit you and I do during sex. Actually, let's talk about that. Don't remind me of that because we'll talk about it in like 2 minutes. I do want to talk about that because that shit's funny.
I think that's the nature of like what you do though. You kind of just have a lot of fun with it. It's not.
Yeah, this isn't meant to be some big serious thing. You're just having sex, but just more creatively. You're just trying a bunch of shit. And that's the key word here, trying. It's just experimentation. Just mucking around and exploring and what happens if I do this? What happens if I do that? What happens if I touch her here? What happens if I pinch her here? What happens if I say this to her? What happens if I use an ice cube? What about a candle? I would say buy the candles that are made for dripping wax onto some, you know,
they're actually quite hot. I was surprised at how hot they were when we got them because we actually tried just like supermarket candles.
See, I guess you can just use
very
a candle
comparable.
The
test them on yourself.
So what we're talking about is you get a candle. And you basically turn it on. You set it on fire. I mean, you light it. There you go. I got the third time. You light the candle.
Yeah.
And you kind of tilt it so you let the wax like drip onto her skin. Mm-hmm. Tell her you're going to do it first for fuck's sakes.
Yeah.
And don't set your bedroom on fire for fuck's sake.
Don't try it
either maybe like on a leg or on the stomach, like somewhere where it's not going to be too sensitive and then kind of move to other spots like tits and then eventually nipple. And yeah, just bearing in mind, like only do one drop at a time, like one drop of wax and let her kind of feel it and be like, oh my God, that's amazing. Cause it'll hurt for a bit and then it'll feel good. It's very like erotic for girls. They love that shit.
I know you can get different ones at like different melting points and things like that.
Yeah. That's complicated. Just use a candle. We're talking about cheap and low end options. You can buy like sexy candles like we've got that are different color and they're made for this, but just use a supermarket candle if you want.
Yeah. Just test on yourself to make sure it's not too hot, but
yeah, test it on your fucking arm or something where it doesn't hurt.
The extra poor man's version that we actually did once that I really enjoyed was...
Yeah, this is my poor man version before I could...
Yeah, boiling water.
Yeah,
and
just
obviously
boil
don't,
a kettle.
Don't pour it on her. That's a terrible idea.
Why not? Girls love pain.
But if you get something to cut and then just flick it really gently...
With a spoon. Like, don't stick your finger in the boiling water.
Don't do that
just
either.
Use a spoon. Touch it in the water. Like, don't scoop the water out.
No.
Put it in the cup of boiling water so it's covered in water and then pull it out and then flick it on her.
Yeah, because it's not too hot once it has the time to like travel through.
Yeah, it won't be hot. You won't burn. Test it on yourself first if you want to, but you won't burn anyone from that tiny little... And again, don't fucking pour boiling water on her.
Don't scoop up
a big amount of boiling water or something. And please don't knock the cup over.
Oh, that would be awful.
Yeah.
That's just like, oh.
And it's fun to alternate, like put the boiling water on... Like a drop on her skin and then ice cube and then boiling water again and then the ice cube, especially on nipples or something. You let a tiny little bit of boiling water. Again, we're talking like flicks or
like
half
one
a drop.
Yeah.
Like not a fucking teaspoon of boiling water
Don't
on her
that.
Breast.
Mm-mm.
On her breasticle.
That
so, let's
hurt.
Talk about the crazy funny shit that we do. This is like a side tangent, but the weird shit that we do during sex. And you can do this weird shit during sex. Girls will like it. Because, again, this doesn't have to be this big, serious thing. You're just having sex for fuck's sake. Mm. People build up sex into this big, massive thing. And it's like, okay, by that logic, is sitting on a bench talking to someone, is that a big deal? No. Is having a beer with your bros, is that a big deal? No. Is watching a movie with a girl a big deal? No. Is like going to the supermarket and buying milk a big deal? No. Like, why are none of these things a big deal, but then sex is a big deal? Why is sex a big deal? Sex is only a big deal because you haven't done it very much. The first time you went to the fucking shops was a big deal because you were nervous as hell.
I remember when I... in, like, kindergarten, so when you're, like, 3 or 4, there's, like, excursions.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's fucking terrifying. The first time you sit on a bench and talk to a fucking stranger or some shit, that's horrifying.
Some people
the first time you ever, like, make a new friend, every new friend you make, the first time you hang out, you're fucking nervous as hell. And sex is the same. You're only nervous because you haven't done it very much. So mm-hmm. people build up sex into this big scary thing. Mm-hmm. I got to do a good job. I got to impress her. I got to fucking, oh, I'm not a man if I can't fucking, I don't know, blow her mind with 59 orgasms. You don't need to do any of that shit. Just treat it like a casual, fun thing that you're doing, exactly like the date. And again, guys get really nervous on dates because they haven't been on dates. But once you've been on like 15 dates, you're not nervous anymore. You're just like, yeah, it's a date. Like, I know how to have dates. I've had heaps of dates. So make it casual. Just have fun. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be this serious thing. And on that note, what weird fucking crazy shit do I do when we're having sex? Well, literally in the middle of sex, like penis in pussy, like we're in the bedroom having sex with a girl. What weird shit do I like to do? Because I don't know. I just like to entertain myself.
Your go-to is just like make faces, particularly when she can't see. So it's less like when she can see. It's more so like when we're seeing a girl.
I make so many faces, don't I? I make like weird fucking faces, like at you.
Yeah. It's mainly just at me when a girl's blindfolded or can't see. Like you are like having sex and you can't see or...
Well, I also like to mouth shit at you.
Yeah.
Like talk to you and shit.
Yeah.
I like to whisper shit in your ear when she can't hear at all. I like to talk about her as if she's not there, loudly so she can hear. Like, I'll say to you, like, wow, she's so fucking sexy, isn't she? Like, she's getting really turned on right now, isn't she? Look how horny she is right now. I'll just talk about her as if she's not fucking... That cracks me up. That's funny. We like to mock. And I say mock in a good way. Mm. And you can do this even if it's just, like, this isn't in the context of a threesome or something. This is just you and the girl that you're with. You can kind of mock her a bit if she's blindfolded. You can, like, play with her nipples and she'll start getting horny and you can be like, why are you moaning so much? Like, what's going on? How come you're mocking? You're moaning this? I do that all the time. Hey, I'm like, why are you so horny? And then you'll touch her pussy and it'll be wet and you'll be like, what the fuck is you? Like, stop what you're doing and, like, go down between her legs and look at her pussy and be like, what's going on here? How come there's, like, a leak here? What is going on? Are you horny? And she'll be like, of course I'm horny. You've been, like, touching me and, like, making out with me and stuff. And you're like, I'm not horny. Why is this happening? I didn't know you were this kind of girl. Like.
Again, yeah, that's just like just your personality. Silly. Some people like won't like
if you're not into that shit, fine. Yeah. I'm just giving examples of like don't take sex so seriously. Sex doesn't have to be this serious fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's not serious. It's fun as hell. Yeah. It's not any more serious than a date. First 10 times you go on a date, you think it's the most serious thing in the entire world and you don't want to fuck anything up. Mm. You have to have all the conversations memorized and then you go on 20 dates and you're like, oh, no, you're just hanging out with someone, getting to know them. And then you have sex and you're like, oh, no, you're just having sex with someone and getting to know them.
Yeah.
It's not this big, scary fucking thing. Mm-hmm. So, let's pull it back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Blindfolds, ice cubes, candles. What else can people do? Ropes, like tying a girl's hands.
Yeah, so that's what we said, like hand restraints. You can do I'd the say same edging. Thing. Like- yeah, for sure.
Or teasing, maybe we should say that. Like making her beg. So play with her pussy, especially while she's blindfolded. Play with her pussy for ages until she gets to a point where she's like, please fuck me. And then you just don't. Mm. Just don't fuck her. Just make a game of how long can I last before I just can't help it and I have to fuck her.
Yeah,
like, can I go half an hour without fucking her?
I mean, again, that's all like free is like when you start like delving into those dynamics of dominance and
that is a form of dominance making someone beg for your dick. That is the definition of dominance, making her say please fuck me. And especially if she's a very shy girl, I've had that with a few Asian girls where they just wouldn't say that and then I keep whispering in the ear, tell me that you want me to fuck you, and she's just like, I can't. And like while you're playing with her pussy or sucking on her nipples, and then after half an hour finally she'll just bury her head in your chest and be like, please fuck me. And you're like, what was that? And she's like, no, I can't say it again. And like, so that shit's fun, like making a girl beg, getting her so, because that's something that most girls haven't played around with.
Mm.
Most girls haven't had that kind of dynamic where, like, normally it's like the guy begging the girl. The average person, the average guy begs the girl to have sex. And so if you flip that, suddenly it's like the hottest thing of all time.
Mm.
You're building up anticipation for her as well. You're making her want it. Because if you keep begging for something, you start obsessing about it. You're like, please fuck me, please fuck me, please. You start obsessing about how good it would be for this guy to fuck you.
Yeah, it's like this anticipation and build up, and then it's like this big release when you finally get it, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. And then, okay, good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another fun thing you can do. And, you know, we're talking about themes of BDSM and dominance and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you finally give in and say, like, okay, you can have my dick now. Just put the tiniest bit of your tip in, or like just kind of rest your dick against her pussy and say, is this what you want? And she'll be like, yes, yes, fuck's sake, yes, give that to me. And you're just like, are you sure? And they're just like that kind of shit, right? It's like, it's so much fucking fun. And especially because most girls haven't experienced this, because most guys want to bust a nut within 5 seconds, right? They, oh, my dick has to go straight in. I have to come immediately. Guys aren't thinking like, and I get it. I don't mean that to be so critical. Like, the average guy isn't getting laid a lot or hasn't had a lot of sexual experience. So he has to take it where he can get it. He can't afford to be like making her wait, because it's like, no, I might not have another chance. Like, I need to shove my dick in there right now. That's wet. My dick is dry and it needs to go in. So if you can be the guy that like makes her wait or has fun with it, like, that's sexy as hell. And I get why it's sexy, because it looks like confidence. It looks like you're a guy that gets laid a lot if you're willing to wait for it, if you're willing to fuck around, if you don't take it that seriously.
Yeah.
And then you can put it in a little bit, like put your dick in just a little bit and then leave it there and say, there you go, I gave you what you wanted. And she'll be like, no, please, like more, please. And you're like, that's very greedy, young lady. Like, why do you, you know, just have fun with this shit. Yeah. And then you can put it all in all of the way and then just stay still, like don't thrust and say like, you told me you wanted all of it. Here it is. And she'll be like, no, but please fuck me. And you're like, no, because then I have to take some out. Do you want it out or do you want it in? What do you want? Like, tell me what you're being very like back and forwards, young lady. Do you actually want this, or are you just changing your mind every 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Say all this with a smile on your face, for fuck's sake. Like, don't say this dead serious.
Yeah, that's the silly approach to it. And you can obviously take a bit. Like, for example, like, I don't like being silly. I'm not. That's just in any risk. Like, I'm just not a very, like,
you don't make jokes. You're not a jokey person. Yeah. You laugh at jokes and you banter, but you don't like make the joke.
Yeah.
I do.
I think free, like obviously like whips, paddles and things, they're going to cost money, but
you can spank with your hand.
Use your hand.
Yep. So flip her over, make her like doggy style and then just spank her ass. Do it softly at first and then just build up like a little harder. See what she likes. If you haven't ever done it before and you're nervous, literally just tell, like, you don't have to tell her that you've never done that, although I would recommend that because it makes it easier. But just spank her and say, like, how does that feel? Do you like that? And then she'll be like, yeah, I like it. And say, do you want it harder? Just ask her, do you want it harder? And she'll say yes or no. You do it harder. And then you say, how does that feel? Like, just ask her after every spank, how does that feel? Or how does that make you feel? That's an even better question, because she will give you a better answer to how does that make you feel. She'll be like, oh, it makes me feel horny, or it makes me feel like you're in control, or it makes me feel like a naughty little girl, or something like that.
Yeah. Other versions of that, like hair pulling, choking.
I'd say be careful with that shit. I definitely wouldn't recommend a newbie. Hair pulling, fine. Just be gentle with it. Like, just grab her hair and just gently apply some pressure. Like, don't yank it. Don't pull hard on it. Don't pull her head back. Just gently. And the time I would say to do that is while you're having sex. So if you're having sex doggy style, just do that. Just grab up her hair.
Grab a bunch. Don't grab a bunch of her hair. Grab as much as you can.
And just kind of gently pull on it. Like, so you're gently pulling back. Very little pressure until you know what you're doing. Don't fucking yank on it. And don't like hurt her in any way. Just like gentle pressure while you're having sex with her from behind. Imagine that you're holding onto her hair as if it's like reins or something. Like you're in a chariot. She's the chariot. And you have to go to fucking orgasm land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reins. Choking, I would say don't choke a girl. Let's just say don't choke. It's easier for me to say don't choke, because otherwise I have to explain to you that choking isn't what you think it is. It's not really choking. It's more like you having your hand around her neck. You're not actually making her choke. Never make a girl choke, because you will fucking hurt her. Don't put pressure on her windpipe.
Yes, on the
side. Okay, so if you want to play around with that, I'll give gentle advice. Literally just put your hands around her neck and that's it.
Yeah.
And then once she's okay, if she's okay with that, squeeze very fucking gently and don't go any further than that. On, let's just sides, say don't go any further than that. Front. Squeeze on the sides, don't squeeze on the front.
Front.
You're really just cough. Having your hand around her neck as a form of dominance. Almost like it's a place that you're holding. Just like maybe you hold her hips during sex normally, or maybe you hold her arm or something, or her tits, or like whatever you would normally, you're holding onto something when you have sex with a girl in most positions. And this is just like a place that you hold onto. So don't hurt her. I would also say if you have no experience with this, don't do this as the first thing you do. Maybe do this the third time you have sex with her. And some girls aren't going to like it, and they're going to like push your hand away and say, just never do it again with that girl. Or talk to her afterwards and be like, hey, did you not like that? And again, only do it during sex. I like doing it during foreplay, as in like when she's blindfolded. You do this too. I've watched you do this with girls too. Like when she's blindfolded, when she's tied up and blindfolded, we'll kind of be like caressing her body really gently, like running our hands over her body. And then you let your hand make its way up to her throat, mm. to her neck. And then you just kind of rest it there. You don't squeeze that hard. You just kind of, it's just kind of there. Mm. And then your other hand is like playing with her pussy. And most girls love that because it's gentle, it's not aggressive. Mm. Like, again, don't just grab her throat in the middle of sex or something. Mm. You need to know what you're doing before you even consider something like that. So be really gentle. Mm-hmm. Foreplay is probably the easiest time to do it. And don't squeeze. Mm. It's meant to be a domination thing. It's yeah. meant to be like, my hand is around your neck. I control you. Like that kind of thought process.
Yeah.
Or like, I have power over you. Maybe that's a better way of phrasing it. I have power over you. I'm stronger than you. It's like a way of showing to the girl, I'm stronger than you. And so you don't need to do much to show that. Just your hand on her neck is like fucking dominating as hell. You don't need to squeeze. You don't need to be rough. Again, with the hair pulling thing, you don't have to yank her hair. Just have your hand on her hair and she'll be like, wow, that's hot. Like he's like more power than I do.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? What else is free? I feel like that's enough freebies. I feel like that's...
You could
there's be, a lot there. That
you could very with. Easily just do BDSM or have kinky sex with not like not buying anything.
Yeah, with just everything we just said.
Yeah.
Like that's more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to buy shit, just buy some ropes. I'll have links in the show notes below at theinnerwinnershow.com/73. I'll leave some links to shit that I recommend in there. Because I got a bunch of like ropes and handcuffs and stuff like that that I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say probably if you're only going to buy one thing, I would honestly recommend people buy the vibrator, the magic wand,
yeah.
before any like ropes or toys. It depends what you're into. If you think you would be really turned on by ropes and stuff, sure, buy that shit.
Yeah, I guess there's less of a replacement for that and the ropes, the substitutes. You can't use
anything else. There's nothing else that comes close to the vibrator, the magic wand.
And I think the magic wand is very good for like the psychological aspects, like the teasing and the edging.
Yeah, it's like the easiest way to tease someone. It's the easiest form of dominance. Like turn that on, put it on her pussy and she's fucking like, you own her at that point. Because it's like the most powerful vibrator she's ever fucking felt. And she'll be like moaning and screaming. And then you can just take it off her pussy at any point. She'll be like, wait, no more. Please, please, please. It's like the best form of domination.
Mm.
Yeah, like you said, there's no other way of doing it. There is no other way that comes close. Mm. I have a guide on my website of how to use it, how to give girls orgasms with it. That's at theinnerwinnershow.com/magic wand. Mm. And magic wand is one word.
Mm.
I'll leave a link in the show notes below. Yeah, I reckon if people are going to just buy one toy, I think that costs like 100 US bucks or something like that. It's like 80 US bucks, something like that.
Mm.
It's not that expensive. And that is the one toy that I would say is basically mandatory for BDSM, for dominance, which sounds funny because most people would think like, oh, but I thought a rope or handcuffs or blindfold. Yeah. And it's like, as we just said, you can like make all of that out of nothing. You can make do that for free. You can do all of that shit for free. Hell, if you don't even have anything to tie her hands with, you can just pin her arms above her head with one of your hands. You can literally just hold her hands down. It's easy with ropes or something like that, but yeah. And then on top of that, if you want to buy other shit,
like all
again,
of the-
I'll have links in the show notes below to other shit, but yeah, what were
you I was just saying, like all of the other things, like hand restraint stuff.
They're more like additions.
Yeah. And I will say like, it does look like
sexy. Oh, it sexy. Looks hot as hell. It looks like, really good in pictures.
Yeah. Like to have to like an actual pictures. Set of handcuffs and like, it's something to get excited about.
Yeah, it's hot. And plus, girls love seeing it and going like, oh my God, that's so naughty. It's like a toy that you bought. Whereas if you're just like, I'm just going to tie you up with an old sweater or something, that's less attractive. But it still works. That's the point. And we're talking about how to get started.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would say get started for free. Just use all the stuff that we talked about earlier, all the techniques, mm-hmm. blindfolds with an item of clothing.
Yeah.
Ice cubes from the freezer, spanking, talking dirty. Trying different stuff, teasing, making her beg, all of that. Do all of that.
Mm.
I'm going to keep pushing this until the day I die. I really would recommend buying the magic wand as well.
Mm.
Just because it just makes it fucking so easy. You don't even have to try and you're just automatically dominant. And then anything after that is like, you can just kind of add one toy at a time. That's what we did. That's what I did.
Yeah.
You just say like, oh, I don't have any handcuffs. Maybe I just got my paycheck. Maybe I'll buy a pair of handcuffs. So you buy a pair of handcuffs and then you wait a little while. Maybe you buy some ropes. Maybe you try some different shit. We've added to the collection over time.
Yeah.
Build it up.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I think then, I mean, that's all like tangible physical stuff, but I think then like, ooh, I just can't talk right now. Think the psychological dynamics then. So like name, like calling each other, like, names or...
Yeah, you want to talk about that shit? Or should we save that for a part two? Because how long are we cruising?
What, I have no clue.
How long have we been talking for?
That's a good question. 47 minutes-ish.
Let's wrap this up. I reckon we wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon we have enough content for a second one about BDSM, though? That's the question. About, like, getting started. Yeah, okay, let's
role
do it.
Play,
let's
dynamics.
Let's do a second. There's a ton of shit we can talk about there, isn't there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Role plays, dynamics, talking dirty. Yeah, okay, we'll wrap it up. This is part one. We'll call this part one. We'll do mm-hmm. a part two. We'll just do part two in a bit, and that'll probably be the next one we release, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, links to all the toys and shit that we talked about in the show notes below, theinnerwinnershow.com/73. Again, to recap, you can do most of this shit for free. Magic wand is the only thing I recommend that you buy at the start, and then you can add extra shit if you want to, if you got money. If not, you can pretty much do it for free, if not, and then mm-hmm. just build up over like 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
Start slow. Don't feel pressure to be great at this. It's fine to have no idea what you're doing. In fact, it's like you can just admit to her, like, oh, like, let's try some BDSM. I've never tried anything before. I've always wanted to try.
Mm.
I listened to this cool guy and his cool girlfriend talk about it, so let's fucking try. Hell, give this fucking podcast to a girl that you're seeing if you want to.
Mm.
I've had a few other guys give episodes of this podcast to girls that they're dating, and yeah. It's just easier.
Yeah. I mean, a good question is always, like give them something and be like, what sounds good from that? Like, give them options and get them to say, like, yes or no.
Yeah.
Rather than make them feel weird and be like, because I think a lot of answers will just be like, I don't know. But like, if you give them like, does this sound good? Does that sound good? Did you like the sound of XYZ? That's like also a good way to start. So you know that you're both going to have a good time.
Yeah. Because, and on that point, you'll find most girls are fine to go with the flow.
Yeah.
They'll try anything. So all you really need to do is say, like you said, do you want to try this? And she'll be like, yeah, sure. And there you go. Right. Adios, motherfuckers. You got to say adios to the motherfuckers.
Adios.
What's the second word? I didn't say adios. I said adios, motherfuckers. What's the second word? Go.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean? Mm-mm. We're talking about domination and submission. You better say adios, motherfucker at the end. Or we can't finish this podcast.
Adios, motherfuckers.
That's domination right there, boys and girls. I want you all to pay attention to what just happened. That was a domination dynamic.
Mm.
And that's how you do it.